What are some empathetic actions? Here at True Balance Karate in Downers Grove, Illinois, we have a social emotional learning program called True Character. I'm Master H, the owner and chief instructor here at the studio. I have two master's degrees in education, and we've developed this curriculum to meet the needs of our youngest students, who are 3 or 4, and our oldest student, who is 86. This month, we have been talking about empathy. We talked about what empathy means. I understand how others feel. We talked about how our words and our actions impact those around us. And we talked about how we communicate those feelings, what we're feeling as well as what others are feeling, so that we can have a better understanding of how people feel and how we feel. Because remember, all feelings are valid. What we do with those feelings might not be okay. Like throwing things might not be a good way of expressing your feelings, but your feelings are valid, and we just have to listen and understand and help each other work through them, because we all feel the same thing. Today, we are talking about some empathetic actions that we can take. A super simple empathetic action is just listen. Just listen. Listen to what the person is saying to you. Listen to the tone of voice that they're giving you. Listen to their body language. Listen to the word choice that they use when they're struggling to describe something and when they're able to fully explain to you what's happening. If we take a minute and listen, that is the most empathetic thing we can do for someone, is to just be their friend, be their sounding board, be able to hear what they have to say. And this goes for all of our students. You know, when we're 3, 4, and 5, they really like to share what's going on with their day. And we have to teach them, hey, I'm sharing about mine right now. Why don't we listen? And then you can ask me a question and then I'll hear about yours. It's a skill that we have to build into it that goes along with it. We can pay them a compliment because we've paid attention to their face. Maybe they look like they're having a sad day. Maybe they look like they're having a stressful day. Pay them a compliment. Offer a smile. Any of those kinds of things can be an empathetic action that we can take to help someone feel better. Adjust. You got to be flexible. So it's not always the easiest thing. You know, we have stuff happening. We have a schedule to keep. We have, we'll take my family, for example. We have karate tonight. We have wrestling tomorrow. We have a theater thing on the following day. And there's a whole ton of homework going on. And we're starting to feel overwhelmed. But we have all these things that are currently scheduled. Maybe we just need to take a minute and be a little more flexible in our thinking and how we problem solve, so that we can adjust, so that we can meet the needs of everybody at that moment in time. Because big feelings happen. Big feelings happen to grown-ups. Big feelings happen to little kids. And maybe we just need to take a minute, take a deep breath, smell the flowers, and then blow out the birthday candles. It's a good way to help yourself calm down. Big inhale, harsh, quick exhale to let yourself let go of any of the stress. And maybe what empathetic action we actually have to take is to just adjust what we're doing. Adjust what we're saying, adjust what we're thinking, that kind of thing. And so empathy is all about that kind of thing. It's all about being aware. It's all about having your eyes open and seeing what other people are feeling and going through at the moment. And then it's all about, how do we take care of those people? How do we show that kindness? How do we show that respect? We mentioned earlier about maybe it's somebody's first day of school. We can all empathize. We've been to some place where it's the first day we've done it, whether it's here at karate or it's the first day of school or the first day at work, right? We can all empathize with that feeling. We can all empathize with the, I just built a tower of Legos and I'm super proud of it. And then it falls down and it breaks and it crashes to the ground. And now we're sad and upset. Even us grownups can understand that feeling, because maybe that means you lost a file at work that had your giant project done, or something else occurred. You know, big thunderstorm comes through and a tree limb falls down and now you got to clean it up. So it's those surprise moments. We can all empathize because we've all had similar situations. It's what do we do to take care of each other that winds up showing our empathy. So I would challenge you as we continue to learn and grow with other character words, to continue to practice that empathy, to continue to show that you understand how others feel, and to take care of each other. Thanks, and I'll see you on the mat.